This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An ex-police chief imprisoned for rape and murder still on the run after he fooled security at an Arkansas prison, allegedly posing as one of their own. Grant Hardin is known as the Devil of the Ozarks, says ABC's Melissa Adon.
In 2017, Hardin pleaded guilty to the shooting and killing of a man and was sentenced to 30 years. That victim's sister saying she doesn't think he'll be taken alive and he won't go peacefully. While in prison in 2018, Hardin's DNA linked to the 1997 rape of a teacher.
The Trump administration, in an emergency petition, is asking the Supreme Court to lift due process procedures imposed by a federal judge for immigrants slated for deportation to a third country other than their own. It's too heavy a burden, says a government lawyer. Major U.S. stock indexes closing hundreds of points higher. Analysts cite a positive consumer confidence report and President Trump delaying tariffs on European imports. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. There's no estimated reopening date set for the Blackhawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa. The Iowa DOT said last week that they confirmed one of the bridge's piers moved, creating a safety issue. The 94-year-old bridge has been closed since May 17th and was also closed for nearly 2 months last year. DOT officials said that people were walking or biking around the barricades over Memorial Day weekend and issued a reminder that it is illegal to cross a closed bridge. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. A new package of bills in Wisconsin aims to protect pollinators. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulotz.
Among the introduced legislation is a proposal to designate June as Pollinator Awareness Month in the state. One would require state agencies and government entities to give preference to native plants. Another would add more regulations for pesticides and insecticides. And one would establish a Protect Pollinators license plate program. The rusty-patched bumblebee would also be named as the state native insect.
It's bear season, according to the Wisconsin DNR. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Black bears are actively searching for easy food sources as they come out of hibernation. Stay bear aware and secure your garbage, compost, and pet food indoors. You can either take down bird feeders or hang them up high where the bears can't get to them. Make sure your outdoor grills are clean or store them inside. Don't leave food or coolers in your vehicles and never approach a bear. If you give them space, they will likely move on in their search for an easy meal.
After sunshine over Memorial Day weekend, we'll now have some rain through Wednesday in the Cooley region. Scattered showers and cloudy skies tomorrow with total rainfall amounts under a half inch. Temperatures will rise later in the week, reaching the 80s by the weekend. We'll also see the precipitation clear out overnight Wednesday, leading to mostly sunny skies late in the week and through the weekend. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew and the Red Sox in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Brewers held on to beat Boston 3-2. Jackson Churio, a leadoff home run. Catcher Eric Haas knocking in an insurance run. Defensively, the Brewers looked better. Pat Murphy.
We're getting better. You know, our outfield defense, Collins made a great play. Ortiz made a diving catch on the line drive, but Collins in the outfield made that nice catch early. You know, Churio's getting more and more comfortable in center. And, you know, when we have Frelick out there, These close wins that we've had lately, that makes for a good outfield.
NFL. Last week we told you the Packers were still in contact with Jair Alexander, defensive backs coach Derek Ansley.
Every day we have contact every morning. I send him a positive quote. Sometimes it's a scripture.
Today the Athletic reports the team is trying to get Jair to agree to a restructured deal. His agent says he wants to remain in Green Bay, but has not agreed to a pay cut. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy sky, few showers around at times. Low tonight, low 50s. High tomorrow in the mid-60s. Dries out for the end of the week and the upcoming weekend as the temps climb. Heating up into the 70s Thursday, 80s for Friday and the weekend. Currently at 64 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow joins us to talk about priorities Wisconsin might have in the state budget. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this. Let's kick off a new week on a Tuesday and act like it's a Wednesday. Monday can take a long walk off a short pier. We're skipping Monday altogether. Although we had fun. We had a nice episode last night with all the comedians.
Yes, yes.
That was good stuff. But it is Tuesday night. Hope you had a great weekend. Great to have you here with me on Nightlight tonight. Conrad Krieger riding shotgun, as usual. Hope everybody had a great and safe holiday weekend and ate too much and laughed a lot and got outside a little bit as it was a little bit warmer. Yesterday was nice, but a good weekend. Overall, I had we said goodbye to a family friend this weekend, so it was filled with family and great memories and fun and just a really, under the circumstances, a lovely, lovely time. And not more importantly, but not to be outdone. I've talked about my game soccer golf.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Got a whole new 9 holes.
Nice.
So we've got a full 18 now. We've got a water hole. We got a hole down by the bay, down by Green Bay, which is treacherous. You got to have a water hole, right?
You have to.
No matter what kind of golf it is. So we finally got that. I don't know why we didn't do that earlier. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. The whole family was home and said goodbye to a friend, played some soccer golf, went outside, and watched a very special movie I'm excited to talk about in just a few minutes. How was your weekend, buddy?
Yeah, it was good. I tried this. One of my buddies from my hometown came up and we went to Cocoon Brewery in De Pere, which was pretty good. It was cool. They had little like huts outside that you can like rent and like you can put on whatever you want on the TV.
Oh, nice!
And they have pizza there, some pretty good beer, and then after that, we kind of just went around town. But we went golfing then the next day, and my buddy's not that good of a golfer,
so it was fun for you.
Well, the last time we golfed was like together was like 3 years ago when we were both on the same level. I'm still bad, but just a little bit better than him.
There is nothing funnier than watching a comedian on stage chewing it or a golfer who sucks and is having a terrible day. Why? I don't know what it is, but that just makes me laugh. And I'm okay. When I used to be on stage, I used to laugh at myself too. And I'm like, you are really eating it up here. But golf, for some reason, it's a frustrating sport to begin with, but all the times I've golfed, it seemed like there's one, if mostly it was me, but it seems like oftentimes there were people that just really wrecking the course. And I don't know why that cracks me up.
Well, you know, it makes it worse when you get mad because then you just totally lose at that point.
Absolutely.
Once you let your mind take over, then you don't even have a good time. And it's just about being out there and enjoying the weather.
Ideally. But it's the windmill hole always messes me up. I get so mad. Yeah.
Do you have one at the soccer golf?
No, we should, though.
Yeah, that would be cool.
We should do that. Yeah, great weekend. It was a lot of fun, but it's great to be back here. It's nice to, I like to have some structure to my day. I don't do well with no structure. I tend to do less than more when I don't have structure, but there was so much going on in our little community. It was just fun to walk outside and see what was up and see what people were up to. So I got a lot of steps in too, which is good. So I hope all of you had a great day as well. And if you want the rules to soccer golf, folks, don't hesitate to reach out. It is a fine, competitive, leisurely game. The phone lines are open. Let us know how your weekend was. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you're listening on the radio, folks, or the app, or the stream, give us a like or a follow if you're so inclined. Always nice to be liked or followed. Actually, nobody likes to be followed by a police officer, a stalker, whatever. But on social media, it's just fine and it's encouraged. So there you go. Knock yourself out. We have a, let's see, what should we do here? Let's do the question of the night, Conrad. Let's bang this out so we can get this out there to the fine people who are listening to Nightlight on a Tuesday. Here's our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, here we go. What is your favorite movie, TV, or Broadway musical? There might be some crossover there, but let us know. What is your favorite movie, TV, or Broadway musical? That is tonight's question of the night here at Nightlight. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. As I just mentioned, you can listen on the app or you can watch the radio at X, YouTube, or Facebook. We'd love to have you any way you can be here. Just be here and be part of the fun. So that is our question of the night. I'm going to go. Have you had time to think about this? Do you have one?
I mean, kind of. I really like Shrek the Musical.
Is that a thing?
It is.
You're not making that up.
It's. I wouldn't say it's Broadway, but.
What does that mean? There's like a couple show numbers in it or something?
I saw it at like a local theater when I was younger.
Okay.
So does that count?
No. Dude, I know you've seen an actual musical, not just
come back to me.
You could think about
it. I was thinking about Shrek the whole day, so.
I don't even know what to go with because my favorite Broadway musical, actual in a theater musical, is Les Mis. Hands down, far and away. Love every second of the show. I've seen it 4 times live. Just absolutely a beautiful piece of art. Les Mis, live. Didn't care for the movie as much, obviously, with Russell Crowe and Anne Hathaway, I think, was in it. She was good, but they can't hold a candle to the actual live stage show. It's an absolute spectacle. So that's my Broadway musical. I would have to say movies might be Grease or Little Shop of Horrors, maybe Fame. I'm struggling here because I think I have too many. I also like a recent musical that came out in the theaters called Sing Street. That is a great show. Contemporary music, fun group of kids in Ireland that formed this band. Great song called Drive It Like You Stole It. Highly recommend Sing Street. I've also talked about Once on this show, another great movie musical. They might have turned that into a live show too. And then, of course, I even have a TV musical. I have been into the show Glee lately. Have we talked about this? You ever seen Glee?
I actually have never seen an episode.
It like the music is good. They do anywhere from show tunes to pop tunes, and everybody on the show is really talented when it comes to singing. But I have to say, the TV show, and I've only seen one season, and I've seen a couple episodes of other seasons, is really funny. Jane Lynch is the cheerleading coach who bullies the Glee Club and bullies the football coach and the principal. I mean, she's just so funny. Highly recommend Glee. I know it's old. Most of you have probably seen it if it's something you were going to watch. I'm behind. But I watched season one a couple years ago, and I've kind of been slowly looking at other episodes now that my daughter's home for the summer. We've been watching that. Really funny show. So there you go. I'm going to say Les Mis, Grease, and Glee are my Broadway movie and TV. But you don't have to give. You can just give one, folks. If you got something to share, go ahead and do it. We'll read your text on the radio. Always more fun when you guys participate. That is our Nightlight question of the night. All right, so I have to get this out of the way. I've been talking a lot about this movie for the last few weeks, and I was very excited that Mission Impossible finally opened, and it did not disappoint. It was really good. It was long. It was about 2 hours and 50 minutes, but the first, I would say the first half hour almost, was a recap of what had happened with the rabbit's foot and stuff from Ghost Protocol and the first one. Really good. Some people might not like that. I didn't mind it. I was anxious to get to the new material, and it wasn't like it was highlights, but they did work it in kind of cleverly, I thought. But I really liked it. And then the show took off, the movie took off after about 30 minutes into it. They ran the opening credits were like 30 minutes into the movie, but it was a fun sequence. They played the fun music. It was like just, and then it took off and it just did not. There was a great scene. Tom Cruise, of course, is going to do his stunts. He had a great underwater scene. If those of you who saw Mission Impossible 7 remember the sub going down that was sunk by the entity or the AI. And he went down there because he had to get a hard drive to stop the entity from taking over the world. It was just great. And then there was a scene where he was on a plane, a little prop plane, flipping around, flying around, punching out the pilot while he's chasing Gabriel, the guy who is trying to get control of the entity. So lots of fun. It just, it was great. And there was a death. I'm not going to say who it was. I'm not going to spoil it. But one of the cast members, if you go on social media, you probably already know. But it was just a lot of fun. Start to finish, great film. I'm not convinced it's the last one based on what I'm hearing. But it is crushing at the box office. And but it's not crushing nearly as much as Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
$183 million in the four-day weekend. And Mission Impossible took in 77.5. Huge. I mean, for an action film like that, that's a huge haul too. The two of them crushed Barbenheimer, the two films together. And that's kind of a new strategy by Hollywood, putting out two films. You're not really getting the same audience, so it's probably not hurting anybody, but it's, I mean, they're saying the box office could make $4.2 billion this summer, a total rebound from where it was at before COVID. I would love to know what those numbers are, but it appears to be back, so that's exciting. You told me something about Lilo and Stitch or some backlash. Without getting too spoilery,
Well,
what's the deal?
They just made some differences from, you know, from the live action.
Well, this is the live action,
yeah,
right?
That's
from the animated. Okay.
Yeah, and I was kind of confused on why they ended it like that, because the main thing at the end is like, it's a big decision.
Okay.
And in the live action, she does the opposite of that decision that she did in the animation.
Oh, really?
So I was like, I don't get why they would change that.
Yeah. I will see it. I wasn't going to rush out. It was finally a nice weekend. I was sort of conflicted even going to see a 3-hour movie on a gorgeous day, but I just had to, I had to check it out. We have a text from, when was that? Bud text. Here we go. Oh, this is from today. So
today,
he's listening to the comedian show. Okay.
At 4:30. Yep.
All right. So last night we put a best of episode together because I took the day off and I had all my interviews with friends of mine, Bill Leff. Steve Cochran. All right. Anyway, we had Bill Leff, Mike Mercury. Who else did we have on that show, Conrad? Jimmy Pardo, who ripped on my shirt hilariously. It's worth a listen. But Bud listened to that show, and Bud is in the 608, and he drives around between 4 and 6 a.m. and listens to Nightlight, which I think is swell. He says, "Hey, Pete and Conrad, another outstanding show so far. Not showing up is the key, I believe." Oh. It's a dig. I'll take it, Bud. Anyway, I'm loving the interview with Bill Leff. I loved his show on WGN with Wendy. Is Steve Cochran going to be next? Love your show, Bud from Janesville. Steve Cochran and I are going back and forth, so he will be on soon, Bud. Bud also says, I'm not talented enough to listen to two programs simultaneously. What does that mean?
I think that was one of the discussions you guys had with one of the comedians. Okay.
Yeah, don't beat yourself up, Bud. You're a fine human being. And a wonderful listener. Thank you for the text. We will read your texts in regard to our question of the night when we come back. And I will tell you about our awesome guest tonight. We've got two Robs on the show. How do you like that, folks? It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Great to have you with me on this Tuesday, which is really like a Monday, but feels more like a Wednesday because we have a short week. And hope you guys had a great weekend. Lots of summer fun coming up. Every weekend moving forward should feel like a long weekend because it's summer. So we've got a really fun show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We do have some, I understand we have a volume issue. We are working on that. Conrad has his tools out. He is diligently working to try to restore whatever it is we're dealing with right now. So we will get that handled as soon as possible. Thank you for your patience, and we will read your texts when people can actually hear them. So great show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We have two Robs on the same show. That's probably happened in radio history because Rob is a fairly popular name. But we've got two great guys on tonight, both named Rob, and neither one of them is Rob Thomas. How do you like that? So my first guest tonight, at 6:35 will be Rob Perivonian. Rob is a comedian and musical artist. He is just hilarious. He's got a lot to report on. We'll play some of a couple of Rob's hilarious tunes. We played Rob's song about, he wrote a Friends song parody, years ago. And we played that last time he was on. And we replayed that a few weeks ago when we were doing a question of the night that involved everybody's favorite TV theme show song. So we played Rob's Friends song. Very funny. Rob's hilarious. He'll be here at 6:35 to make us laugh and maybe make us sing along. We'll see how it goes. And then at 7:20, driving all the way up from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I know you've heard of it, folks. Very exciting to welcome my friend Rob Martin, who will be here at 7:20. Rob was an actor in the film The Godfather of Green Bay. He has never been on this show. We found him in Milwaukee, and we cast him as the heavy in The Godfather of Green Bay, and he crushed it. And if you've seen the film and see how good Rob is, you'll probably go, why haven't I seen that guy in anything else? Well, he had a lot of other things going on. He teaches martial arts. I think he was a DJ for a while, and he's a very busy guy. And he also has a phenomenal singing voice, and he founded the band, the Docksiders, a yacht rock band. But he also had an injury that took him out of that life for a while. He's fully healed now, as I understand it, and he will come on tonight to talk about movie gangsters. We'll talk about that with Rob Martin at 7:20. He will be in studio. He made the journey from Milwaukee just to see his old pal Petey here in the studio. So I can't wait to see Rob. That'll be fun. We have gotten some. How are we doing on the sound issue, Conrad? Do we still have some sound issues?
Yeah, just.
Okay. Did you bump something?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Should we play a clip and hold off on the text? I mean, I don't want to make people sit through low volume. That would be really annoying.
Yeah, sure. We got a couple clips.
What do we have? We got Foxy. We're talking about movie gangsters tonight. Let's play one of my favorite movie gangsters. Is Foxy Brown, played by Pam Grier. She is fantastic. And this is a film from, I want to say, 1974, where she goes in and she's asking for a neighborhood council's help or approval in getting even with people who brought harm to her brother, Pam Grier.
All right, we've talked about your request, and we're not sure whether we want to help you or not. We're a neighborhood committee, and this is sort of out of our neighborhood, you know what I mean?
Maybe the time has come to grow a bit, brother.
What is it you really want?
Justice.
For whom, your brother?
Why not? It could be your brother, too. Or your sister. Or your children. I want justice for all of them. And I want justice for all the other people whose lives are bought and sold so that a few big shots can climb up on their backs and laugh at the law and laugh at human decency. And most of all, I want justice for a good man. This man had love in his heart. And he died because he went out of his neighborhood to try to do what he thought was right.
Sister, I think what you're asking for is revenge.
You just take care of the justice, and I'll handle the revenge myself.
It was weird because I remember seeing that film like 30 years ago, and there was a little hiccup in Pam Grier's delivery on that last line, and they still used it. And I remember the first time I saw it thinking, oh man, they left some goof or they missed it. No, they didn't. That obviously was a conscious effort to leave that in there, because sometimes people do that. They misspeak. But I don't know. I haven't seen the whole movie in quite a while, but Foxy Brown, one of my favorite gangsters. And then I've got some other favorites, the usual. We'll talk about all those with Rob Martin when he's here at 7:20. And Rob Martin is one of my favorite movie gangsters because he was so good. He played a retainer-wearing hitman in my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, and just was great in it. So Rob will be here in studio at 7:20. Hopefully, we will have these issues worked out by then, folks. Hang with us. And we will read your texts when you can hear them. I don't want to let anybody's great material go to waste here. So we will read all of that coming up soon. Our question of the night, in case you want to get something in, and I will read it when we can hear, is what is your favorite movie, TV, or Broadway musical? Mine, Les Mis, is my favorite Broadway musical. Grease is my favorite movie musical. And I'm going to go Glee for TV musical. And mostly because I think it's really funny. The writing is very funny. Music's good. Writing's great. So, all right. Coming up at 6:35, right after the news, my pal Rob Paravonian will be here on the stream. We'll talk to Rob about some new material he's putting out and maybe give you a listen to some of his songs. He's very funny and a great comedian. And then Rob Martin, Rob number two. There's two Robs on the same show, folks. This is pandemonium, and I can't wait to talk to both of them. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And she can't do a thing to me. I just want to dance the night away. With Senorita Sue.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
In La Crosse City Government, the Board of Public Works meets today to go over permits, including one for XL Energy to access the marsh area of La Crosse to work on transmission lines, as well as a measure to spend $20,000 to put up security fencing at well number 25. Tomorrow, the City Administrator Workgroup meets, as well as the Economic and Community Development Commission, which will consider a resolution with developers for affordable housing on the corner of Main Street and 10th Street North. Wisconsin Republicans are proposing expanding early voting access. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Grulotz.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
A man convicted of homicide and over a dozen other felonies in Juneau County is sentenced to life in prison. 48-year-old Donald Dahlberg was convicted of 15 total charges after prosecutors said he shot and killed Floyd Burdick near Nisida in January of 2024. Burdick's body and car were both found burned. Dahlberg's life sentence comes without the possibility of parole, according to online court records. Those same online records show Dahlberg has begun the filing process to appeal both the conviction and the life sentence. Name, image, and likeness rules are now in effect for Wisconsin high school student-athletes with the publication of the WIAA Bulletin. The new rule means that student-athletes can have NIL agreements as long as they meet certain conditions. Students can't appear in school athletic uniforms, endorse adult-oriented categories such as gambling or alcohol, or be paid for athletic performance. The rules also greatly restrict who can contribute to NIL deals and specifically ban recruiting. You can review all of the changes to the WIAA's constitution at WIAAWI.org.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There were recent rumors about John Krasinski's nose job, which the actor denied. Krasinski did, however, confirm one rumor, and that is that if The Office has a spinoff, he is in for a cameo appearance. Krasinski played Jim Halpert for all 9 seasons of the hit NBC show. FYI, plastic surgeons have dismissed the idea that Krasinski changed his nose and suggested it looks smaller due to lighting, aging, or weight fluctuations. Sure. In a related story, Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on the show, openly admitted to having his forehead reduced. Finding your groove after divorce has to be difficult. For Jessica Simpson, she tried to get it back last week on American Idol, singing for the first time on TV in about 15 years, and it did not go well. And now says she's not opposed to getting back into acting. Not sure if she could top her performance as Daisy Duke. It's nice to have choices, though. Do I revive my career as a mediocre singer or a mediocre actor? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy sky, few showers around at times. Low tonight, low 50s. High tomorrow in the mid-60s. Dries out for the end of the week and the upcoming weekend as the temps climb. Heating up into the 70s Thursday, 80s for Friday and the weekend. Currently at 64 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, Matt Bruschi from Citizen Action tells us about a coalition of groups that wants Governor Evers to play hardball on the next state budget bill.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Inside my own head, and that's really irritating. But you know what I do, Conrad? I just turn the volume down. It's that simple.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you took a powder there. I was like, wondering. I know your work. Conrad's got the tools out, folks. We're trying to figure this out. But thanks for sticking with us. Rob Martin will be here at 7:20. He was one of the stars of The Godfather of Green Bay that we found in Milwaukee, and I'm very excited to talk to Rob. And we've got another Rob. I'm not saying we're making total radio history, but there's a chance that this hasn't been done before. Two Robs on the same show. What do you think, Conrad?
I think there's a very little chance that this has happened before.
Well, you need a serious attitude adjustment. I'm just saying right now. All right, folks. Our question of the night. We will get to the text. Hopefully, when we get the sound issue figured out, we'll read your text then. But is what is your favorite movie, TV, or Broadway musical? Let me know your answer. We will read your text on the radio. Right now, it is my pleasure to bring to the show, back to Nightlight. He's been here before, but we've been anxious to get him back on the show. Comedian Rob Paravonian. Rob, how are you? Your volume is great, and I hope people can hear us. I think it's just a little low, so we're getting that figured out. But let's pretend I never even said that, Rob. You just be you. And it's funny because I reached out to you earlier and I said, hey, what are some of your credits I can put in your intro? And then I didn't even use them. So I'll take this time right now to say you've heard Rob on Dr. Demento or Comedy Central, or maybe you saw him opening for George Carlin. I can't wait to talk about that, Rob. That is a good one. So how you been, buddy? What? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's fantastic. Good timing for once on my part. Where did you grow up again, Rob? Was it Oregon or just in Illinois? Waukegan. Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, Rob, I'm sorry to do this to you. But I don't want you to say something that people can't hear. Can we move you to the phone? Just because of our issues tonight. Would that be okay? Post your number, please, in the chat. Would that be all right, Conrad? Is he safe if he does that? Okay, then we'll give you a call.
Yep, where it says three people right in there.
Okay, perfect. And we'll give Rob a call because I would hate for... So, okay, perfect. All right, we're going to get Rob back on the phone. I didn't want him to tell a funny story without you guys actually being able to hear it. So we'll get that figured out. And that's weird. I'm glad Rob Martin drove up. He's going to be in studio, so that's going to be good. But we'll get this figured out. Conrad's giving Rob a call as we speak, ladies and gentlemen. The very funny Rob Paravonian. I met Rob at the Improv in Chicago years ago when we were both stand-ups, and he has since gone on to do great things. He has had his own comedy special. He's been on Comedy Central, Dr. Demento, And as I mentioned, he's open for George Carlin. So we will get to all of that as soon as we get Rob back. In the meantime, if you haven't seen Mission Impossible, it's a recommend, folks. I highly recommend it. And definitely check it out. If you have kids, Lilo and Stitch, they're both reviewing incredibly well. So we've got that going for us. Lilo and Stitch is getting like it's getting a 70, but a 93% audience. Mission Impossible is getting an 80, an 89% audience. My guess with the audience, I feel like it should be 100%, but I think that long intro before the credits where they kind of recap everything, maybe everyone's not too keen on that, especially if you're a huge fan and you already know all the stories. But I personally liked it because sometimes with these franchises, whether it's like Star Wars or Mission Impossible or Fast and the Furious, everything kind of blends together. And I can't remember who did what or what character was in what movie. So I actually like the recap. All right, we're going to read some texts anyway, just because I don't want to run out of time or something. So, Conrad, keep me posted. Lisa Hale, in regard to our question, what is your favorite movie, musical, TV musical, or Broadway musical? Lisa says Rent or Hamilton, depending on my mood. TV musical, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, season 6, episode 7, Once More with Feeling. Wow, that is specific. Appreciate that, Lisa. She says Broadway musical, 6. Yes, I'm that extra. I don't even know what that is. I love when like texters have more knowledge than I do, because it's fun to learn stuff yourself too. That's a great text. Thank you. Oh, my buddy Dave Hendrick checking in says The Blues Brothers. Yes. Kind of forgot about that one. That would have been on my list too. Thank you, Dave. Mike on the stream or on social media, I'm sorry, says Fiddler on the Roof. What does it mean, this fiddler on the roof who fiddles every night and fiddles every noon? Great one, Mike. Keep those texts coming, folks. Those are our social media texts. We'll get to the stream text and the phone text shortly. I understand we have Rob Paravonian back. Rob, thank you for sticking with us, buddy.
Hey, what's happening? How is this? Is it working?
It sounds great. It sounds fantastic.
Oh, wonderful.
And now everybody listening has your phone number. All right. So.
Oh, no.
Kidding. Rob, folks, leave Rob alone. He's a celebrity in, what is it, Central America, Rob? You can't even go to the bathroom there without being found.
You know, a couple of those countries in there.
So, all right. So tell us, you had a big video special release about a year ago. How is that doing?
Yeah.
And are you happy with it? Tell us about it.
I'm very happy with it. I, of course, would love more views, all the views, but I'm really happy with the way it turned out. It was based on a solo show I did that was full of comedy songs that were inspired by U.S. history and U.S. culture. So it was very much like Schoolhouse Rock meets The Daily Show. And so instead of doing like a live comedy special, I did like music videos and then sort of Daily Show type stand-up segments with over-the-shoulder graphics, you know, sort of like, you know, Daily Show this week, tonight kind of thing. And I'm really happy with the way it turned out. And so it's starting to, you know, people have found it. I think more people will find it as like the different subjects become more popular. There's stuff about the satanic panic in the 80s. There was stuff about the invisible hand of the marketplace for economics people. It was a little bit nerdy, but, you know, very much me.
That's awesome. Where can people see it? If they want to go watch it, where would they check it out?
It's on YouTube. The easiest way to find it is just my website, robprocks.com, robprocks.com, all one word, because my last name is Paravonian, so I don't want to make anybody spell that.
Do you say it Paravonian? So, yeah. I've been saying Paravonian for years.
I said both for a long time, and I finally just settled on one, because sometimes people would get mad at me for not caring which way it was pronounced. But it was because my dad said both growing up. He was born here. He was first generation. His parents came over from Armenia. So, and I caught him once, and I asked him, I'm like, whenever you talk to Armenian people on the phone, you say Paravonian. Whenever you talk to, like, Americans or the rest of the Americans, you say Paravonian. And he's like, you know, I never noticed that. And I think just, like, an assimilation thing that he did. So I just decided I would try for the closest one to the, you know, official pronunciation. But I grew up saying both myself, so.
Okay. I like Paravonian. That sounds like a little more as a guy who has nothing exotic about him, Rob, I've got fair skin. Schwaba is my last name. There is nothing sexy about me. You've got Paravoni. That sounds really cool, actually. I'm serious.
Like, you know, well, in the 90s, when I was starting in comedy, I was on the fence about whether or not I was going to use a stage name or not, just because, you know. But I'm glad if I was in my dad's generation of like the 1950s, I definitely would have had to come up with a stage name. And I did pick out my 1950s stage name would have been Bobby Verona. I would have been a star. I would have been playing Vegas every weekend.
Bobby Verona, I love that.
Come on, that's a guy who plays like the Sands Casino for like 6 months.
Yes,
right?
That's a guy who brings it, and you could easily pass for Italian, I think.
Right, I'm ambiguously ethnic.
That's a good place to be. let's talk about you sent me a couple songs. Can you tell us about them, and then we'll play them. I'd love for people to hear them.
Okay, yeah, there's one called Driving with Grandpa that was on my most recent live album. That's gotten played on XM radio a bit, and that's a really fun one to do live. That's very family friendly, inspired by my stepdad, but I decided to make it a little more accessible. But it's a Beach Boys style song about driving, and I sort of explain it in the setup in the clip of why I chose that genre. But you know, when I was growing up, I always loved the oldie station. So it's very much a true to life. You know, it's a style of song I was excited to write.
That's awesome. All right, Conrad, what should we? Or tell us about Baby in a Bar. What kind of time are we looking at here, Conrad? Do we have?
We got about 3 minutes now.
So we got. Can we fit one of these in, or should we wait till after the break?
We should wait till after.
Okay, perfect. So tell us about Baby in a Bar, Rob.
Okay, well that is since I live here in Brooklyn, and I live in a neighborhood that the professional parents have moved to. It used to be you got married, you had kids, and you moved out to the suburbs. Those were the rules, you know? But now, lately, everyone's moved to my neighborhood. So my neighborhood's got very much sort of just professional, like you would call them, used to call them yuppie parents. And the bars in the neighborhood, they often just come in with the the baby with them. And it just became such a thing that I had to write a song about it. And I think it connects. I know people West Coast and Chicago and Milwaukee have responded to it, too. So I think it's something that is not unique to New York.
So you're getting squeezed out, or you got to find a way. You got to adopt a kid or something to feel at home in your own neighborhood.
I think so. Yeah. I got to adopt a kid and get a big, minivan or crossover. Everyone's driving crossovers.
Right. All right, we will play Rob's song. We'll get to both of them, but after the break, we'll play. Maybe we'll start with Driving with Grandpa because I'm a huge Beach Boys fan. But so, Rob, you're a straight. I think I've seen you perform without your guitar. You're a very funny stand-up comedian. You're also a very talented musician. When you were growing up, who are your influences? Like, did you have musical act influences, or was it mostly primarily stand-ups?
I like the variety performers, you know, like the 70s, there were all those like variety shows, you know, like Sonny and Cher, and I love Carol Burnett. Totally. So like comedy wise. And then, you know, Steve Martin came at a time when I was just starting to like love absurd type comedy. And, you know, the fact that he played banjo and did some music and had his big hit with King Tut. And then, you know, I was a huge fan of his. And then, you know, around 12 years old, I found the Dr. Demento show where it was just, you know, Weird Al and all the comedy music and weird novelty music. So those were big influences on me coming up.
So
I always liked mixing the two.
Is it, and what about, well, actually we'll get to this after the break too. All right. We're going to do a very short break. We're going to come back and let you hear some of Rob's hilarious songs. It's great to have him here. Rob Paravonian is my guest tonight on Nightlight. It's his second time here, and hopefully there'll be many more if I don't rub Rob the wrong way. That didn't sound right either. All right, we're coming right back, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. More with Rob Paravonian coming up next. Little Vegas, yeah. You pick up little dynamite, well, I'm gonna pick up little gun. Make that highway run. You don't have to call me lieutenant. I don't wanna be your son. The only lover I'm ever gonna need is some sweet little girl's tongue.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night, post-weekend. Kind of like a Monday, feels like a Wednesday. It's a day without a home, folks, so we got to live it up here and light it up. So I'm glad you're with me tonight. Thank you, texters, for letting us know about the sound issues we had. Much appreciated, and apologies for that, but stick with us. We'll get this figured out. Rob Martin will be here at 7:20. Rob was in the movie The Godfather of Green Bay that I made many, many years ago, and we found him in Milwaukee, and he was fantastic. And I think, I want to say Rob was one of the first practitioners of Yacht Rock here in Wisconsin. That is a whole other story, but he had a very popular band, and we'll talk to Rob about that, too, at 7:20. Right now, we are having a blast with my other pal, Rob, who joins us over the stream and the phone. He is sticking with us tonight as well. Rob Parvonian is here on Nightlight for the second time. Rob,
yeah,
everything
the leadoff Rob.
Yeah, the leadoff Rob. And that's a great place to be. I mean, I know it was just a matter of time. Hey, let me ask you this. You're in New York. You grew up in Waukegan. I met you in Chicago. You were working clubs. Was it a good move to New York? That's where every stand-up, not every stand-up goes, but that is like the mecca of stand-up comedy. How is that? Do you like living there as a comedian?
I do, yeah. I moved here. If you remember this, there was a summer in Chicago when both the Improv and the Funny Firm closed the same summer. I think that was 95.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so I figured it was, you know, I was starting to do the road, starting to do colleges. Yeah, so I was, people were moving to either New York or L.A., and I had gone to college in L.A., and I was only like 3 or 4 years out of college at that point. And so I didn't want to go right back to L.A. I wanted to try New York for a year or two. And so now I've been here, you know, going on 30 years. So for me, wow. It was the right move. I really enjoyed the performance scene that I got into here. There was a lot of cool sort of new vaudeville type stuff. They call, you know, they started calling it alternative comedy. But like it, there were shows where there'd be like sketch and characters and monologues and stand ups and music. And so my music fit in really well in that scene.
That.
So for me, yeah, it really was a good move. And then I just like the city vibe, you know. I like living in Chicago. I like, you know, the bigger cities, and you know, having gone to college in LA, it's a nice place. It just wasn't, you know, quite my vibe. I like getting around on the trains or the buses. I like riding my bike around town, you know, that kind of stuff. So for me, even though I'm not as active in the comedy scene here in the city as much, it's still home now. It was the right move. Yeah.
Yeah. 30 years, man. That's great. Do you have to go into Manhattan for most of your local shows, or are there spots in Brooklyn? I know Brooklyn is like the new Manhattan almost. It seems like, you know.
Yeah. Not like when I first moved here, it was definitely going into Manhattan for most of my shows. But yeah, the last 15 years or so, there's so many more performance venues in Brooklyn, like specific dedicated comedy rooms, improv rooms, and then a lot of bars that have like a music room in the back that will do like a once a week comedy show, you know, a lot of that going around. So, yeah, I don't have to go into Manhattan nearly as much as I did those first several years.
That's awesome. All right. So Rob is here. Let's hear, maybe we'll do Baby. Is that the shorter of the two songs, Conrad? Baby? No.
Driving with Grandpa.
All right. Let's do Driving.
With... Yeah. The Beach Boys style one is the
love
shorter
this
one.
Yeah. All right, this is Rob Parvonian is my guest. He is a New York-based stand-up comic, and here is one of his songs. I know you're going to love it, Driving with Grandpa.
When I was a kid, I really liked oldies. I loved, you know, 50s and 60s music. When I was 8, 9, 10 years old, I loved the Beach Boys. But the Beach Boys songs are all about California and surfing and driving and girls. I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Illinois. I was 10 years old. I didn't know anything about California or surfing or cars or girls. So I wanted to try to write a Beach Boys type song about something I might have been able to relate to when I was 10 years old. So here's what I came up with. Grandpa hasn't gotten new glasses in years. Wop, wop, wahoo, wop. Now driving with him is one of my greatest fears. Wop, wop, wahoo. He's yelling at the other drivers like he's insane. I'm in the backseat praying and praying, cause I'm the only one who knows we're in the wrong lane. Driving with Grandpa gives me heart palpitations. Driving with Grandpa, it's all moving violations. Driving with Grandpa, I wanna make it home tonight. A ride with Grandpa always fills me with stress. Wop, wop, wahoo. Cause he stops traffic to yell at the GPS. Wop, wop, wahoo. The right directions it won't show. We asked 3 people, nobody knows, cause the place we're going closed 8 years ago. Riding with Grandpa, ooh-wee. Riding with Grandpa, ooh-wee. Riding with Grandpa, ooh-wee. Pull over. Thank you, officer. I'm blinking Morse code to you so you can rescue me. Glad you like that.
That's hilarious. I like you do your own do-wop-wop-do. That to me is like...
you know, you gotta cover a lot of different parts when you're a solo performer.
In terms of audiences, America's very polarized right now, Rob. Are we comedically polarized? Like, are there parts of the country or certain clubs you don't want to work because you don't want to dig yourself out of a hole or start from below zero or whatever?
I feel like a little bit. I think it's mostly like I try to, when I'm in a place where I know there's going to be people on all sides of the political spectrum, I try to choose my material, you know, choose the material that I would maybe like do on a cruise ship that's more accessible to everybody, more neutral. The thing that's tricky, I think that gets more and more tricky every year, is like, I think fewer things feel neutral. You know,
yeah.
like some subjects can set somebody off. Like I think years ago I had a bit about the Super Bowl, and I think it was maybe around 2020 when, you know, kneeling in sports was a big controversial thing. So I thought I was going to be able to talk about football, and that was something everyone could relate to. But that year it happened to be something that, you know, made half the crowd angry, you know. So I do feel it's a lot trickier just for people to go and have a good time. But it's not as bad as it. I don't know. I feel it's not as bad as I fear that it is, but it's still harder than it was.
Yeah. All right. Rob Parvoni is here, folks. We're going to break for intermission here and do a little bit of news, keep you informed, and we'll be back. And we're going to hear his song, Baby in a Bar, and talk about other stuff, too. It'll be fun. Pete Schwalbe, Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network.
Shiny, happy people holding. Shiny, happy people holding.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An urgent search for a former police chief known as the Devil of the Ozarks who escaped from a high-security prison in rural Arkansas. The 56-year-old fugitive has a professional background that officials fear could make him difficult to catch. A desperate scene in Gaza. Thousands of starving men, women, and children scrambling for food at a humanitarian aid distribution center. The aid station overrun. Thousands rushing in every direction. The Israeli Defense Force is saying its troops fired warning shots into the air. A mass shooting at a Waterbury, Connecticut mall. Five people shot at the Brass Mill Center this afternoon. Waterbury Police Chief Fernando Spagnolo.
There are several victims suffering from gunshot wounds. They were all transported to local hospitals. Currently, they're being worked on and receiving medical treatment. And there are no fatalities at this time.
Police looking for the suspect. They say they have strong leads. SpaceX has scheduled the 9th test flight of its Starship Heavy rocket for this hour. This is ABC News.